morning and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week. Mathematics is the language of the universe. With mathematics, they predicted the existence of black holes. With mathematics, you can calculate the age of the cosmos. Math can be fun. And one of the efforts, our local effort to make it fun, is Pi Day. Now, that happens naturally on 3/14. Because if you take the circumference of any circle, divide it by its diameter, what do you get? You get 3.14, on and on and on and on and on ad infinitum. So 3.14, 3/14 is coming up this month, and Clatsop Community College does it up right. And here to talk about that is math instructor T.J. Lochner. T.J., thanks for stopping by to talk about Pi Day.
No problem.
So, give us a rundown of Pi Day. How did it start, and what does it involve?
So, Pi Day started in 2002 by a math faculty member, Jill Lombert. And it was originally held in a Patriot Hall classroom. And Jill came to the rest of the mathematics department in that year and said, you know, I have this kind of idea. I'd like to run something called Pi Day. And that first year, everybody was kind of not sure what it was all about. And so they kind of just let her execute the event. And they held it in a single classroom. It was a big classroom, but it was just a single classroom. And ever since then, Clatsop Community College has, every single year since 2002, has conducted a Pi Day. And this year, it's kind of a special one. This year is known as the Pi Day of the Century.
Why is that?
Because it happens to fall this year, 3/14/15, which ends up being the exact first five digits of Pi.
And that happens once a century, and that's not going to happen again this century.
It will not.
Not in the 21st century.
That's right. So we decided, generally speaking, every single year, we identify what day March 14th is. And this year it happened to fall on a Saturday. So we thought, I sat up one night thinking about how can I do this? Is it possible for us to run a Pi Day on a Saturday? Because usually, if Pi Day falls on a weekend, we usually have it the Friday before. And I went to the president of the college and I asked and I said, what if we did this? What if we had it on Pi Day had Pi Day on a Saturday, and how would that go? And we kind of came to the decision that maybe this could be the big Pi Day. And it happened, as we said, to be the Pi Day of the century. So we decided that this year we're going to actually hold the event on a Saturday. It happens from 1:59 to 6 o'clock.
Now, why 1:59 to 6?
Again, because it follows the numbers of Pi. The actual numbers of Pi are 3.1415926.
Okay.
And so we
15926. Yes. 15926.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
That's
I get
right.
it.
And we're going to hold it in the Patriot Hall gym. And this will be, of course, the last time that we'll be able to hold it in the current Patriot Hall gym.
Well, that's right, because it's going to be redeveloped.
That's right. So this is your one of your last opportunities to come and see what the old gym looks like. But it's been in different places throughout the years. 2003, it was moved to Fertig Hall, which of course no longer exists. And that was the first year in which the PTK, that is the Phi Theta Kappa International Honor Society, which we have a local chapter here at Clatsop Community College called the Pi Phi chapter.
So it's a natural.
So they decided that they would kind of use the fact that they were called Pi Phi and kind of attach themselves to Pi Day. And so in 2003, the second year, the PTK organization on campus decided that this would be a fundraiser that they could kind of use to supply scholarships at Clatsop Community College for students. So we have, the PTK has two local scholarships that they give out each year, and the fundraiser of Pi Day supports those two scholarships. And they decided in 2003 that they would introduce something called the Pie in the Face.
Oh.
Where we have some volunteer sit in a booth and allow people to throw cream pies at them. And it's been the first year, they didn't really ask any of the facilities maintenance people to that they should do it.
Oh, and well, they were just delighted.
They kind of wrecked a hallway in Furtick Hall. There was, I guess, cream all over the place. I was not here for that particular event. But so now it's a little bit more regulated on where we can have it and how we can have it.
So.
But
someplace easily cleaned.
Yes, that's right. But yeah, so we're looking, and generally speaking, we usually have faculty and administrators at the college sit in and be the volunteers for
this. To
get
the pie in the face.
But this year, because we're having it on a Saturday, and because we're trying to get a little bit more involvement from the local area and the community members, we have asked some of the administrators at the local school districts.
Oh, really?
To see if they would be willing to sit and take one for the team.
Wow.
So I'm kind of hoping that I get some responses from...
You haven't had any commitments so far.
No, not quite yet. But I have had a couple of... I have some contacts at each of the local schools. And hopefully there's some talking to that they'll maybe get some of the principals or vice principals or...
Popular
maybe even
teachers,
some of the instructors.
Coaches.
That's right. That might come in and donate some of their time and of course we'd really appreciate that. That would be a great thing, I think, not only for the college and for the local school districts, but I think for the community as a whole.
Now, how many participants in Pi Day do you typically have?
So in a general year we have about 200 guests that come to Pi Day. We're expecting and hoping for at least twice that this particular year.
So 400.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
And where do they come from?
They have come from all over Clatsop County as well as from across the river.
Wow.
We send out information to the school districts all the way from Napa to Jewell to... down the coast to
Cannon Beach
and across the river to Long Beach and Ocean Park, and that's every school district that's in that area gets a packet of information.
So one packet per school district or one
not
packet
exactly.
per school?
Not exactly. What we do is there's a general packet that I usually give to the administration of that school, and then each individual instructor at the school will get their own little packet that has the Pi Day flyer, as well as the invite letter, as well as these little cards that the students, we would like to have them hand out to the students at those schools, and the students can bring those cards in to enter themselves into a special raffle.
Oh, really? So that's quite a few packets you send out.
It is. It usually takes us a good 3 or 4 days to kind of get all the packets together.
Wow. Oh, so what's the prize in the raffle?
So we've done different prizes each year. Usually they're some sort of mathematically based or pi, P-I-E, pi based.
Oh, pi, of course,
yeah.
Pi.
So we've given out things such as Rubik's Cubes. One of the ideas that was thrown around this year was maybe the game of Mancala.
And what kind of game is that?
So it's kind of this mathematical counting game in which each player has their own marbles that go into this like wooden rack of some sort with holes in it. And you do a certain amount of count, and when you get to if you land in a certain spot and the other team's marbles are in that spot, you get to collect their marbles. And the point of the game is to try to collect the most amount of marbles from the other team.
Now, what kind of activities do you have at Pi Day? Is it something for all ages?
Yes, we do. We have activities ranging from for students or for kids that are ages 0 to 8, and then we have kind of another set of activities that are designed for 8 to say 13, 14, and then we have a design for 14 and older. Some of the smaller ones would be something as simple as coloring the symbol of pi, and then we a lot of times we'll even post them on the wall after they've done it. We'll tape them to the wall or around the gym. And then we build things like Pi mobiles. Using the Pi symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also have a beaded necklace. That's a favorite event or favorite booth by a lot of kids, where we have them look at a certain color of bead represents a certain number, and then they build the necklace according to the digits of pi. And we've seen kids sit down and build a necklace that has anywhere between 20 beads and 100 beads. And in fact, actually, we even have a sheet there for them that has up to 50 digits of pi. And I even have one that has 1,000 digits of pi.
My gosh, that would be quite a necklace. Yes. Of course, pi is a very, very special number. It's non-terminating. It's an irrational number. If you explain what that is.
So it's a number that doesn't, its decimal representation does not terminate, nor does it repeat. And there are a lot of these special types of numbers. The square root of 2 is another number that is like this, as well as the number e, which is a numerical value that was found or believed to be found by a gentleman named Euler, and his name happens to start with the letter e, and mm-hmm. so they kind of attributed this value to him, and it's a specific calculation, 2.71, and it's also an irrational value that goes on forever and ever, and its decimals never terminate, never repeat.
So pi, if you take the circumference of a circle and you divide by the diameter, you will get a number that does not end.
That's right. And in fact, actually, that is one of the activities that we do. We have a usually bring a few different pieces of whatever thing that we are looking at that's a circle, and then we have kids or students measure the circumferences, measure the diameters, and show that calculation and how no matter what size of circle it is, this calculation of circumference divided by diameter always results in a value that's approximately 3.14.
And you say approximate because?
Because, you could write whatever digits that are on the calculator, and you would recognize that you would never be able to stop writing. So you'd be just writing, I guess, forever and ever and ever. So we have them, we just say it's approximately 3.14. But even anytime you, of course, cut off a value, you're leaving off the rest of the story, as we say in mathematics. And so that's the reason why in mathematics, a lot of times at the higher levels, we don't use the decimal representation. We use the exact value of the symbol of pi. And so you might see if you look at the formula for circumference or the formula for the area of a circle, 2 pi r, the reason why we leave the value of pi in it is so that we get the exact value. So you might write your result as 20 pi. Instead of writing as 20 times 3.14 and calculating, because once you do that calculation, of course, you are not the exact value anymore. You've now approximated.
Of course, if it's a non-terminating number, then you can never really be exactly sure of what that value is going to be. How many places of pi or how many decimal places has it been worked out to so far?
So to the best of my knowledge, it's a little over 13 billion.
$13 billion.
Yeah, that supercomputers are built. Weirdly enough, they've been built just to do this one calculation and to identify if the value of pi ever does terminate or repeat. And so far through 13 billion digits?
It has not.
It has not.
And that's the sole function of this computer. I imagine there are people who program these computers.
That's right.
To build these computers.
And that's what they do for their career. They just build this computer so that it calculates values like pi.
That is passion.
That's
right. That is dedication. That's passion bordering on, well,
almost craziness, right?
And I should remind you that you're listening to Talk of Our Towns today. Our guest is Clatsop Community College math instructor TJ Lochner, and he's talking about Pi Day, which is coming up on 3/14, of course, and it's going to be a special one this year, the Pi Day of the Century. It's going to be on a Saturday. Now, what are some of the other activities that are going to be up there at Pi Day, TJ?
We do, we give out free pies, P-I-E's.
These are edible pies.
That's
right. How many of those are you going to have?
Well, so one of the things that I should probably mention is that across the state, the other community colleges kind of have deemed Clatsop Community College the Pi Day College, that we do Pi Day a little different than everybody else.
And a little bit bigger,
a little bit more extravagant. Right. That's right. And why I might mention that is just because I'd like to talk about a little bit about what the students at Clatsop Community College have done in past years. I believe it was in 2007 or 2012 or so, where we had over 100 pies donated by our student population. And that's, I think, just an incredible fact. We have students who donate their time each year to sit at Pi Day and help these elementary students come in and work on some of these activities. And I think that we just do it a little bit bigger than everybody else. And because of that, our college has presented at the state conference of the Ormatic Association, which is the Oregon Mathematics Association of two-year colleges. We've presented two times what we do at Pi Day. And of course, my hope is to present this at the next year's conference, utilizing this particular Pi Day of the Century as my, so we're hoping to take lots of pictures and kind of show what we did this particular year.
Now, you get a lot of participation from the local schools. You get a lot of students coming in for Pi Day?
Yeah, so prior to St. Mary's Star of the Sea closing, every year they brought up their entire school.
Is that right?
Yes.
This was during a weekday.
Yep. It's always been a weekday, other than this is the first time ever that we're having it on a Saturday. And they used to walk their students up at...
Just walk the doors and...
Yep, 159, you would see those Star of the Sea students walk in.
In their uniforms.
And they would enjoy at least 1 hour sitting there. And then we usually have the influx of the other schools coming in at 3 o'clock. Of course, we're hoping that that might change a little bit, that we might even have a bigger influx. We usually have approximately about 200 guests, like we said before, and we're hoping for a lot more than that this year.
What other pie-related activities do you have? I mean,
well, we do a
pie walk, maybe?
We do a pie walk,
you do.
That's right. Kind of like a cake walk, where we set up the digits of pie in a circle, and then we have people walking in that circle while the music plays. And, of course, when the music stops, everybody stops, and we draw a digit to find out who wins an actual pie. And we probably give away throughout the day somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 to 20 pies.
That's quite a few.
Yeah. But like I said, there's always the opportunity. If you don't win one, you can always purchase one.
And because it's a big fundraiser for...
That's right.
...the Honor Society.
Yeah. We can talk a little bit about the overall history. So as we talked about before, the infrastructure at the college has changed since the start in 2002.
Quite a bit.
So we've had to move it a lot of years to different locations. It finally got moved back to Patriot Hall, which is where it all began in 2002.
In a classroom.
In a small classroom, yeah. We moved it back to the gym. And I don't know if everybody remembers, but in 2011, we had the tsunami concern.
Oh, yes.
And that actually fell exactly on the day that we had
Pi Day. Oh, my gosh. It was, so kind of washed you out.
Yeah,
so
we, it was a very interesting year. We Pi Day at that particular time was in Toller Hall, and we congregated the people. The math department was there, and we didn't get a lot of guests that particular year. Not surprising, I suppose. But yeah, and so finally in 2007 we moved it back to the gym, and it's been there ever since. And I've been doing it since 2008. So this will be, I guess, officially my, what,
seventh year of Pi?
I think so. Maybe even eighth, I think, if you count correctly. I think it's actually the eighth. But it's been a great experience for me. And so I'm trying to, like, kind of take what the past has done and try to take it one more step.
Oh, is it primarily math students who get involved in Pi Day as volunteers?
Yeah, most years the math department asks usually about this time, about a week and a half prior to Pi Day, we start handing out the "Would you like to volunteer?" sign-up sheets. And what's interesting was I had an instructor in the nursing department come to me yesterday and say, "You know, could I take one of those volunteer sheets, and I'm going to go take it to our nursing classes and see if they would be interested in coming." And it's just, I think it's just one more way to involve every possible student at the college, as well as try to, like I said, involve the entire community as a whole.
Well, I would imagine that most students up at the college are at one point or another math students. They probably are taking math classes.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if there is even a degree or a certificate that you can earn at the college without at least seeing one of our faculty members at some point in the math department. So, yeah, but not all of them, of course, are in a math class this particular term, which is the term in which we would be asking for their help. But it's been kind of interesting because I had, about a week ago, I had a student come to me and start asking me, "So what are we doing for Pi Day this year?" And I guess that's kind of a realization that the word of Pi Day gets spread around our college and from student to student, not just from instructor to student. And I think that's kind of a neat thing that we have at our college.
It's become an event.
It has, yeah.
An annual event.
Yeah. And we just hope that it keeps becoming bigger and bigger every single year.
Now, it's also a birthday of a fairly prominent mathematician / physicist.
That's right. Albert Einstein was born on March 14th.
Any observance during Pi Day?
Yeah, so we usually celebrate his birthday, and we usually do sing the happy birthday song for him. We usually bring a poster of Albert Einstein to Pi Day and post it on the wall so that people have recognized that it was also his birthday. But yes, we do celebrate his birthday on Pi Day.
You know what would be a great thing would be an Einstein impersonator.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. That's going to be one of those ones that I'll have to log into my head. And every year I usually sit down the day of or after the 6 o'clock time, and I sit down and I write down as many things as I possibly can of how do I fix this and how do I make this better. And so every year I have this new list of, I'm going to try this year. I'm going to try this and see what that does.
Now, do you seek out help from the community, like donations of pies, donations of time, donations of your face in the, throw a pie in the face booth?
So I have not actually done that specifically in the past. But if there's anybody that's listening that would be interested in volunteering, they can certainly contact me. They can contact me via email, which is usually the best way to contact me, and that's tlackner, TLACKNER, @clatsupcc.edu. And I'd be more than willing to add them to my volunteer list, because my thought is I almost can't have too many volunteers.
The mayor and the city council.
That's right.
Oh, our engineer Terry Wilson says the mayor and the city council. In the pie booth.
I made a comment yesterday in a faculty meeting about how, like, I didn't think about this until it was kind of too late, but I thought, you know, maybe I should mention on the air today that wouldn't it be nice if some of the mayors of the local communities sent me an email saying, you know what, I'll take a half hour
in the pie booth.
Come on, Arlene, step up to the plate. Drew, come on, Drew. Zeddy.
There's a pie waiting for you. Oh, yeah. Well, where do you see Pi Day going in the future? You know, if this is going to be a big event, you're hoping for 400 people.
Yeah, so my hope is that maybe in the future this becomes kind of like the Pi Day Carnival. And we maybe even make it into something bigger where we ask maybe some of the local businesses to come up and maybe they set up a booth where they can show off some of the things that they're doing. And it becomes, I'm kind of thinking that maybe this is something that can be really big. I'm not really sure on how that would all work, but man, I think it'd be a lot of fun to kind of explore that avenue.
So something beyond the college then.
Yeah, that's
maybe seated in the college. Maybe it could be, there could be people with, foam rubber pies.
Yeah.
Symbols on their heads.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that we could potentially include, the city of Astoria and the city of Warrenton, and how can they be involved in these kinds of things? There's sometimes you have to do these stepping stones. You have to go from this event and make it a little bit bigger this year, and then make it one little step bigger in the next year. And I did want to mention one more thing about Pi Day that I haven't mentioned yet that I just noticed on my notes. We have a band that plays, and the band's name that I named in 2011 as the Pied Pipers.
Pied as in pie.
Pie symbol. Yep. Pie symbol.
Okay. And what kind of music do they play? Who's in it?
Well, the lead guitarist is a one of the math faculty. And
she can really shred the axe.
That's right. Her name is Liz Hilton. And we have Deke Guidi, one of the speech instructors, Guidi? As many of you probably know.
Does he use his opera voice? Or?
You know, you asked me that question. I was kind of wondering, and I guess we're going to have to find that. I guess everybody will have to find that out. And come on Saturday and find out what type of a voice he's going to use. But he said that he would be there to lead the band. And we have the chemistry instructor has played with us in the past, and other math faculty have played with the Pied Pipers in the past. And so they have a repertoire of about 12 songs that they play.
And of course, I can only imagine.
And they have their number one anthem of American Pie.
Of course.
And another song that they is I Will Survive Math Class.
Well, I think my son would like that one. Okay, and this is for all ages.
It's for all ages.
Okay, well, 314, mark the date. Pi Day of the Century.
1:59 to 6 o'clock in the Patriot Hall Gym.
In the Patriot Hall Gym. Probably your last chance to see the old Patriot Hall Gym on Pi Day, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's going to be redeveloped. And that is about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns today. TJ Lackner, thanks for coming in and talking about Pi Day. Hope to see you there. Hope to see everybody there. Don will be back next week. Until then, I'm David Paul. Have a good day.